Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I hope you're having a good championship Sunday morning. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I know my buddy Graf is listening in New Orleans. He says his nerves are frayed already, waiting for that NFC championship game this afternoon. I guess that's 2 o'clock New Orleans time. Have another beignet, Graf, and just calm yourself down. It's going to be a fantastic day. Rams and the Saints. Beautiful. Beautiful. Little rematch there. Oh, yeah, there were only 80 points scored last time those two teams met. Oh, yeah. And then you get the Chiefs and the Patriots. Only 83 points scored. And yesterday at church, and sometimes, look, sometimes, you know, you can get a bad opinion from somebody. So I dropped the girls off because we were having literally a monsoon yesterday. So I drop them off so they can pretty much walk right into church and stay dry. And then I park and then walk in. Umbrella blowing everywhere and rain coming down sideways. And this gentleman stops me as I'm walking in. He goes, Kincaid. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Don't know who he is. I've seen him before at church, but I don't know who he is. He said, Kincaid, I hate these championship games. I'm like, why? Why would you possibly? So immediately I'm like engaged into sports talk mode. Then I'm like, okay, I'm going into the Lord's house, but hey, someone's engaging me in sports. I'm going to talk. And it's like, I hate these championship games because I'm a fan of defense. I like the way the game used to be played. I said, what do you want in a championship game? Do you really want it to be 14-13? 17-14? Is that what you really want? If I don't have a rooting interest in a game, light up the scoreboard for me. Entertain me. Shock me with the incredible offenses that I'm going to see on display. Do something that's going to get me excited. I mean, it's I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I hate these matchups. I'm like, what? These are great matchups. This is going to be awesome. Championship Sunday is going to be absolutely fantastic. If you don't like points scored, well, you might want to turn your eyes away. There are empty calories in games, though. Did you see Michael Thomas last week against the Eagles? The Eagles literally let Michael Thomas do anything he wanted to do. Anything. Went for a ton of yards. I mean, he was all over the place. They let him do whatever he wanted to do. And you know what? Honestly, it had very little impact on the game. Very little impact. There's one thing about impactful yardage. And then there's empty calories. And I've seen it before. Whenever the Eagles play Julio Jones, look at the scorecard. Look at that box score. There's going to be a ton of empty calories. They're going to let Julio Jones go for 150 yards, 120 yards, 110 yards. They're not going to care. Because they're going to make sure that, yeah, Julio, you can have all that underneath stuff you want. But you're not going to be making the big, impactful plays over and over again that terrorize the team. That's what you have to decide today when you're playing the Rams and the Saints and the Chiefs. You got to remember the Patriots, too. You got to decide, pick your poison. Do you want to give up a lot of empty calories? Gronk could have a monster day today. Andy Reid and the Chiefs may decide, you know what? That's exactly what we're okay with. We're okay with Gronk running up and down the field all day long. 9 catches, 127 yards. If we can deny him the end zone, we can keep him from putting the score up in the 30s. And by the way, look at the numbers. As a visiting team, you put up 31 in Arrowhead, That doesn't happen. Raw doesn't happen. I believe it's been like 3-4 seasons. Doesn't happen. Difficult place to play. Potentially just uncomfortable conditions. Not as difficult as they talked about earlier in the week. But you got to pick your poison. And I'm here to tell you, empty calories is the way to go. If you're a defense, let that other team have all the empty calories they want. Let them have all the big yardage numbers they want. Because if you had said last Sunday morning, Drew Brees is going to score 20 points, Michael Thomas is going to go nuts and just have all this yardage against the Eagles. But Drew Brees is going to have 20 points. You would have thought at that point, well, they're not winning the game. It's about the empty calories. Let teams have empty calories. Let teams run clock. Let teams have underneath stuff. Both of these offenses, let them do their thing. Let them have all the ho-hos and Oreos and everything else that they need. Let them have it. But deny them the end zone. Maybe a few beignets would be nice, too.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.